I was called upon to come to help with the person who has just been helped by all of you.
Yes.
What I have to say is that the instrument needs to be helped to contain the emotion which encompasses them when first they pass through spirit. We can only do so much to begin with. And it is essential that the instrument also knows how to conduct themselves with the one being rescued, to help them to be calm, but at the same time allow the emotions to come more quietly.
Can we do this by placing a hand on her?
It would help first to discuss the matter, and of course any physical help, as the lady has already given, is a very great help. But it is something that has to be worked on together.
Yes.
From us in spirit, from you good people as a group, and for the dear lady who does most of the work herself in helping them.
So would that help if I did voice it when I feel somebody's coming in?
Yes, that is what you have to be more aware of. It is something that comes with practice. We can only do so much. We have brought you to be helped. And once you are close to the earth plane, then all of the emotions take hold. But before that happens, we need you as an individual, as an instrument of spirit, to learn in some part to control those emotions.
Okay.
We thank you for the good work that you do in allowing these people to come through you. Because let me tell you that not everyone is capable of doing this. So we give much thanks to you, but we also need to help you as an instrument of spirit.
That protection is very important. So it puts stress on your own physical body.
Yes. Not only the body, but
the mind.
So we have to help each other in these matters.
When I was first used Light Sabine, I could feel, and I used to express their emotions, and with practice I think you can feel them.
You can talk
without
to them.
Yes, yes. Without being able to all consume your own body, and then clairvoyantly you're able to pick up on those without it affecting you.
Yes.
It does happen with time, I think, and knowing that's what I found, that there is a big difference.
That's interesting, because I just assumed that it was very emotional people that were choosing to come through you.
No. That's what I thought.
No. Mm. They're always emotional, but you can shut off that emotion. You feel it in a different way. I think if you're hearing it in your mind rather than using your heart.
Okay. And sometimes the physical symptoms can actually stay with you, because I once had that when I had a brain hemorrhage, one through once, a long, long time ago, but I've never forgotten, because the residue,
I had, can stay with
my dad had to put his hands on my head on the way home, because it was still with me, the feeling. So it's something that you might get occasionally, a physical feeling.
Yes, you must. must never retain the residue of rescue work. That is why I say not all people are suitable to do it. But we have a good instrument, but she just needs to be a little fine-tuned, if I may use that expression.
Sabina mentioned she likes a touch. Is there anything else anyone else can do?
Just speaking about it with her will help her to understand. And as I have said, the dear lady who has done the work tonight, as long as there is someone who can help with the touching of hands or the touching of the head, the top of the head is very useful in these cases.
Is it important that we try to find out who the person is, or doesn't that really matter?
It depends. It doesn't really matter. We bring them to you because we know that you are capable of doing the work.
Yeah. Usually when they come in, I feel sort of a build-up inside.
Yeah. Yes, it is up to you to recognize when the connection is first there.
Okay.
Yeah. And your breathing changes as well.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's, you can ask for protection before...
Well, I did. That's what I started to do, and as soon as I put my bubble of protection, this is exactly when they just jump in. This time, and then last time, and then the time before. It was like they were waiting for the bubble of protection to be in, and then boom, straight in.
Yes.
It's such a powerful instrument that we need to nurture you but protect your physical being at the same time. Yeah. Maybe it's a breathing technique, actually. Controlling your own breathing may help.
Yeah.
Because you're calming them down at the same time.
About if we all did a protection thing at the beginning together, do you think that would keep them away a little bit till you were more ready?
We're all protected anyway in this room, aren't we? Yeah. It's more being able to recognise that if it is going to be emotional, you will kind of suppress.
Yeah, sometimes I feel that the emotion can bring your attention towards me. Because when they're sort of feeling is exactly there, then I just can't use my voice anymore myself. No. But maybe saying it before, saying out, there's a build-up, maybe something going on, and then...
Yeah. We can put hands on you before.
Right.
Well, well done, Sabine, anyway.
It's a pleasure to help all the spirits.
Well, I hope the dog's happy. Are you still there with us, our visitor?
I am about to leave.
Right. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you for coming. And all your good advice.